Belinda presents this unabridged recording of The Cobra Queen, Pandora English, Book 4. Written by Tara Moss and read by Lucy Christian. For Burnt. What is a spirit guide? I typed my query into the search engine on my work computer and glanced furtively around the open plan office. On finding that I was unobserved, I sat down low in my chair and pressed enter. This was no mere work query. This was, well, personal. It was only 4 o'clock in the afternoon on a Tuesday, and I was at the boutique New York fashion magazine where I work. Despite our shared name, my only actual connection with the magazine is my unglamorous position as assistant to the editor. But I do look deceptively important on my business card. Pandora English, Pandora Magazine. I wasn't above milking that coincidence when I needed to. Short of lying, of course. I'm no good at lying. I don't have a lot of work experience, but I know it's frowned upon to surf the internet during paid work hours. Thing is, I don't have a computer at home, and I don't have the internet either. Nervously, I chewed the inside of my lip and clicked on the first search result that came up. A spirit guide is defined as an entity that remains a disincarnate spirit in order to act as a guide or protector to a living incarnated human being. Disincarnate? Lieutenant Luke wasn't always disincarnate. Sometimes he was really quite carnate indeed. He was very handsome and attentive, and, well, the thought of his carnate moments made my cheeks hot. We had a very special date in just 2 nights, on the blue moon. I'd been looking forward to it all month. I licked my upper lip, which had suddenly become dry, and continued reading. Spirit guide can also refer to totems, angels, guardian angels. I guess I could think of Lieutenant Luke as a guardian angel. I liked that idea, actually. Still, what did that mean exactly? That he would push me out of the way of speeding trains or stop me from stepping off cliffs? He'd come to my aid in the past, and mine to his for that matter. But why did I have a spirit guide at all? What were the rules of engagement here? Is it ethically okay to date your guardian angel? Was that done? I had a serious crush on my spirit guide, and I didn't know what to do about it for a bunch of reasons. Not least was that I had something like a boyfriend already. His name was Jay Rockwell, and he was nice and rather handsome and tall, if a bit embarrassingly wealthy. Oh, and sometimes he didn't remember me. Paranormal erasure, long story. But by regular world standards, he was what people commonly called a catch. Plus, you know, he was alive. The whole issue of dating two men at once was awkward, when only one knew about the other, and only one was living, and my life was complicated.